Hachette Audio presents Bite, written by K.S. Mirbeth, read by Stephanie Willis. For everyone who gave me shit about being an English major. 1. Show your teeth.
Need a ride?
His grin looks more like an animal baring its teeth. His teeth are yellowed and chipped, with gaps between showing where others have been knocked out. There's something starkly predatory about him, which is the first reason I shouldn't say yes. The second is I'm small, alone, and unarmed. Any of those could be a death sentence in a place like this. And there we have the third reason. By a place like this, I mean a torn-up, full-of-potholes road running through the middle of nowhere. It's the only thing marking the landscape for miles. There's nothing but empty desert and the ruins of old cities in every direction. Nuclear war can do that to a place, I guess. But the point is, there's no one around to hear if I scream. Plus, even if someone did hear, chances are they wouldn't give a shit. The fourth reason is the creepy lady in the passenger seat, who has blue hair and an assault rifle in her lap. The fifth reason is the red-stained sacks of something or other sitting in the back seat. The sixth reason is, hell, need I go on? I scratch my nose, sniff, and spit. The rumble of the Jeep is the only sound in the stagnant air. It's obvious that getting in this Jeep is a terrible idea. A 16-year-old girl like me could provide a hell of a lot of entertainment for someone with a sick enough mind. I must look like easy prey with my ragged clothes and skinny body. So naturally, my answer is, sure, why not? When it comes down to it, I've been walking for days. The soles of my boots are collecting holes. The sand burns my feet during the day, and the world is dark and frightening at night. The sun has left my skin raw and peeling, and when it sets, it sucks all the warmth away. I'm down to one can of food and less than 2 days' worth of water. Not enough to make it back to town, even if I wanted to go. Lord knows how far I'd have to travel to find more. This Jeep and its driver are smelly, creepy, and very possibly dangerous, but they're my only ticket out of here. The stranger shows his teeth again. His eyes are hidden behind a pair of goggles too big for his face.
Hop in then, kid.
I clamber into the back seat next to the reeking mystery bags, nearly tumbling onto them before I manage to squeeze myself into the tight space between the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?